It is no wonder for anybody that young people are traveling, and it is not about planning and working things out for months beforehand. Most of these trips are just about signing up with a reputed travel agency in India or joining social media forums of solo travelers or groups wanting to band in and travel together. If one were to hear about this in an India that existed 10 years ago, things would be a lot different. No one would really think of it as viable, and neither would they feel any sort of security going ahead with it. However, this is not something new happening in the world at all. People in the West, especially people who were part of the hippie cult, have backpacked on meager amounts of money all over the world. So, how should the present cult be looked at? Is it a phenom or a phase? Here are some of points that turn it towards the phenom side of things. 1. Millennials are planning a career out of it. Many of today's youth are becoming a sort of social media influencer when it comes to their traveling skills, and that is what they are spinning their careers into. Be it blogging about their travels, or sharing pictures, experiences, and the likes. It's all working in their favor, and social media seems to have become the world stage for this kind of exposure. Not just that, even people who are not being able to travel as much are hanging on to every experience of the traveling millennials and wishing that they could do the same, at the end of the day, contributing to their valuable traffic. 2. It comes with enormous social acceptance. To confirm the traveling millennials as a phenom, the first important thing was financial opportunity, and the previous point has more than illustrated it. The next thing in line is how the society perceives the work, and traveling and influencing is now gaining tremendous social acceptance, especially from people in their 20s and 30s. The acceptance is not just limited to a pat on the back. Some of the younger followers literally deify these traveling influencers and model their lives around them. If that doesn't sound good enough, nothing should. 3. Job satisfaction is kind of a redundant question. Most of these influencers already have promising degrees and job offers, and often take tremendous risks to make their travel blogging business legit. To have the courage and take such an enormous career risk does mean that there is something that they will get in return, and that is job satisfaction. To be honest, anyone who is bitten by the wanderlust bug would not mind to get paid for traveling to new places and gathering new experiences. 4. The businesses like it. Another important factor of why this wanderlust fever is not just a phase is that all of the associated businesses do not mind investing on those influencers. The time has finally come when the people want someone who is actually likely to use a travel rucksack or a trekking shoe to talk about it, rather than some random Bollywood celeb who does not care about the functionality of the product 15 minutes after the shot is taken. Also, with influencers, it is much more personal, and that is why they keep it real, be it cruise holidays info, fabulous honeymoon spots, a place that epitomizes natural beauty, and the like. They understand their responsibility towards their followers and are less likely to promote something they know is not good, because ultimately their trust factor and follower numbers would go down. 5. Influencers find time even when they are working professionals. The urge of the travel lovers who work on regular job do not mellow down at all, and this shows the level of commitment they have towards this sort of influencing. Many of them have full-time jobs and find out time from their busy schedule to travel, create captivating and informative content, make product reviews, and send it all out to their followers. It needs a lot of willpower and dedication to make all of this worth it. All of these 5 reasons make it quite clear why this is not just a phase for these millennial influencers. It has never been, for anyone who traveled for the love of the experience. Going places comes with a unique satisfaction, something that only people who are brave enough to do it understand, and that is their calling, because they seriously believe in it.